When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Like for us as a couple, we found there's just been so much more joy now that we thank each other for the things that used to frustrate us about each other. And then it's taking gratitude and inserting that into our relationship.
Rob, can I just interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
Thank you. Oh. Just sometimes he explains too much, you know what I mean? And that annoys me. So now I flipped it and I'm saying, thank you.
I want to say I'm so grateful for you for selling me out in front of our friends like
that. Oh my God, you're welcome.
You know, thank you. Danielle, when you first asked Todd and I to do couples therapy with just two couples giving each other therapy, I thought there's no way this works.
And it has.
And it absolutely has. Todd and I feel closer.
Yes.
Clearly you two are thanking the heck out of each other.
In more than one way, maybe.
Yes.
No, just in the verbal thank you way.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for clarifying.
So far.
Yeah. No, I mean, we could pay a therapist, or we could just sit here and spend that money on some dinner. Am I right?
Yes.
We help you with your issues. You help us with ours. This is
we
great.
We can maybe mix it up at some point.
Sure. Mix up who helps
Thank
who.
Thank you for the idea. Thank you for the idea. You guys
Sorry,
like that.
I just need some clarification.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When you say mix it up, do you mean what we order for dinner or?
No, I mean like, you know, with the therapy, it's like we're helping you guys, you're helping us. And then maybe it's like I help Daniel and Todd helps Danielle just because sometimes it's good to get an outside perspective.
Something that we've learned through our therapy is that we love to be in separate rooms.
Ah,
with other people. Yeah.
Separate spaces, separate relationships sometimes. Yeah.
Now, when you say your therapy, you mean this. This
yes, this therapy. We've learned by witnessing you two, we thought, hey, let's split up part for a second there.
Well,
yeah, so thank you.
I'm definitely, I want to be open to that idea.
Of course you do.
We're open as well.
Okay, thank you for immediately making me feel negative about a thing I'm trying to be open about.
You know what? I'm going to be open to you being open. How does that sound?
I'm thankful.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you guys.
I guess I don't know what that would look like exactly. I mean, I guess, yeah, if you want to talk to me a little bit about some issues you're having with Todd, what's going on?
If we're being honest,
we are.
May I?
I mean, in therapy, we're in therapy.
We're in
okay.
Therapy.
Yeah, yes.
All right. Then I'll just say it. I can't remember the last time I was railed by Todd.
And that's a fair, honest thing to say.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
She doesn't have a good memory. That's what she's talking about. She can't remember a dang thing.
Probably because it's not there.
Fascinating.
Okay,
I'll
wow.
wait for my turn.
What's that?
I'll wait for my turn.
Well, go ahead. I do want to respond to that. But
well, Daniel, this is between you and I.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, we're trying to get Todd out of this and you into this.
I didn't know that part of it.
Yes,
okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Go on. Remember,
I'm
we're
actually
open.
Not sure about that either.
We're open to being open, lest we forget.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Please, well, Daniel.
I have to say, I mean, if we're just, I'm trying to say this again as a friend and a therapist.
Which, again, just a reminder, none of us are licensed.
Not okay. Even.
I wouldn't do it if we were. I would not
quite
do
frankly,
it
we me neither. Malpractice.
You know what? I once got one book from the library and I looked at the table of contents and then I went, I got it.
Oh yes, yeah,
I got it.
She totally. Is such a quick learner. Such a quick
she
learner.
She really is.
You can imply, you can infer so much from just a title of a chapter.
You don't need all the information to just decide you get it, and I think that's really cool.
Well, it's also going to weigh us down. Like for us, mm-hmm. we would just be like, "What did we learn in school about this?" And instead, we're like, "We're just doing it."
Here's what we know, and we couldn't be happier. Four kids. Absolutely.
I've never heard you mention that before. Wow.
I yes. gotta say, to my jaw up. Has dropped.
Yes. During these sessions, we sort of put them away.
We do put the children away for these sessions, kind of emotionally, physically.
Yes, yes. Because I haven't heard a peep.
Because it's a, well, yeah, it's about, they're well
fed.
Fed.
Yes. Very. Yes. Well, when we order the dinner for us, we also will order something for them.
That's that good. Is smart. I was that's wondering smart. Who was eating the kids' meals. I was wondering that.
Sorry that we, I guess we have been kind of making you split the price of the kids' meals because yeah. we've just been requesting you for the
hey,
half the
that's
meal,
okay. But. That's what friends close what friends are, for. Are for.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
No, and usually people would just give their kid an iPad each, and we're giving each of our kids two iPads.
That's, so they're very that's focused, exactly, I would say.
Exactly.
We've got Minority Report in there.
Exactly. Now let's get back to you wanting to have my husband inside of you.
Yes. Yes. What about it?
Well, see, this is maybe where we would want sort of some sort of professional
oh, Danielle.
To be here and guide us.
Mm.
Ha.
So, I'm sensing, because I am so good at noticing my wife's feelings here.
You have to point that out.
Okay, I mean, you have noticed them sometimes, yes.
Thank you. I'm sensing that she's feeling uncomfortable and maybe a little trepidatious about the idea of me suddenly having sex with our close friends and
you know
neighbors.
What? I'm sorry.
Is that right?
Yes. You actually, for once,
nailed
got
it.
Something. Yes.
I am so sorry.
So respectful.
Danielle, you are going to be there as well.
Oh.
I would never cut you
and
out.
And I'm with your husband?
Yes, of course.
Todd the Bod.
I'm not selfish. Of course you get something out of the deal.
Oh, sorry, what am I getting out of the deal, Todd?
Ben,
and let me say thank you.
See. Folks, it's the Man Dog Pod. Happy Friday or whatever day you're listening to this on. But it's released on a Friday.
We
so
hope it's Fridays.
We hope it's Fridays. I haven't looked at the analytics. I don't know when people listen. I am Dan Lippert with my, as always, co-host Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Dan.
How are you now?
I'm doing well now. How are you now?
Now I am also well, thank you.
Good. Well, we have two guests as well here, and I hope they're doing well. Alana Johnston, how are you?
Well.
Alana, excuse me, I mispronounced.
You know what? Thanks for correcting yourself. I was about to.
I knew it before it had even passed
because
my teeth.
Because I know you know it. Yes. Like that's why I was about to correct, because when I have known someone, I mean, I've been here in LA 12 years. When I meet somebody and tell them my name, and I've said it numerous times as we've met, like correct them a few times, and they say it wrong, I go, they're never going to learn my name. Mm-hmm. The people that I've heard say it right and then occasionally say it wrong, all correct, because I go, no, 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 they know my name.
Yes.
It was just one mistake.
Well, and let me just say, call me whatever.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
okay, well, no need for the intro here. It's Holly Brazel.
I'm open to all names.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you. That's the good kind of friend, is one who does not ask you to do anything right.
Nothing respectful. No dignity.
An
no
absolute
shame.
Pushover.
That's me in a nutshell.
Now, would you give up your dignity to also give up your shame? That's kind of a good question.
Wow.
Because shame is pretty heavy. And I don't know that I get that much out of Dignity.
But my problem is, and no offense, but look around the room. Does anyone in here even have it?
Well, we all have shame.
Did we originally?
Shame or Dignity?
No, Dignity, shame. Oh my God, we're seeping it.
Like, the room is full.
Full of shame.
I don't know if you can hear that in your ears at home. We're sitting in shame.
Yeah, are there people you think of in your life that you're like, that person has dignity?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, well, think about it. Growing up, a lot of the time you would like kind of put your teacher, like think about when you were in the fourth grade or something, you'd put your teacher on a pedestal, and if you saw them outside of school, you were like, like, yes. It took your breath away. And I'm like, that's because to you, they were poised, they had dignity, they were in charge, they were authority. Like, that's what I think is dignity, someone who carries themselves where I can't see the cracks of who they really are. Mm-hmm. That, to me, as a kid, was dignity. Now, when I have dignity, I would look at it as taking the higher road, which I never do. I will openly say it. I get low. The yin-yang brothers were talking about me.
Brothers. No, the brothers. There's two other ones. Yeah.
The yin-yang twins, but the yin-yang brothers.
They're about 4 years apart.
Well, they're both brothers.
That's true. Thank you, Halt. Yes. Whatever you are. Thank you to this lady.
That is actually what Alana's family calls me.
Okay.
This lady?
Yes.
My Tay-Tay, that's my grandmother in Arabic. Holly came, while we were living in LA, Holly, for a work trip, we went to Toronto, and she was with my family, and so it was like a big thing. Some of them were meeting her for the first time, and like my niece, all kinds of stuff. And then my Tay-Tay said we were gonna have a birthday party for me. My mom was like, no, we can't, and who are we even gonna invite, and blah blah blah. And then she goes, me, Maria, this lady, and it was just me, my mom, Holly, and Tay-Tay in the room. Like no one else in there. So, and we'd already been hanging out like an hour or two.
And I will respond to this lady or that lady.
Yes, whichever one.
Well, that's very dignified of you, actually.
Yeah.
I don't need a name.
Mm-hmm. In that moment, is your instinct, which is what mine is, to make sure that Alanis Tay-Tay doesn't feel bad at all for it? To be like, it's okay, don't worry. Like.
Oh, you laughed it off. You were a total pro.
Oh, yeah.
She this is dignity. She took the high road. Mm-hmm. Anybody else would have sweet the leg and taken my Tay-Tay right out.
She's dead.
I suggest you try taking the high road, because when you're on the high road, you can kind of be like, look at me. I'm on this higher road.
The high road is actually a great way to take the low road, if you know what I mean. Like, I'm actually better than everybody. It's like, you still are being rude to everybody.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, good. In that case, Holly, thank you for trying to tell me what to do. Hey, high and low. Yeah. Here we go.
Not fuck you.
Not
thank
you
for being controlling.
I don't know. Tell me if this is high road or low road. So I'm in Target yesterday.
Okay.
So high road.
Yeah. Already high road.
If you're in the Target, you're doing good.
Living the high life. And I go to check out. And when I go to Target now, so here's just a little addendum that doesn't really matter. But I have in-ear headphones, and my hair is always covering it.
Yes. Okay, but you're missing the sounds of Target, which...
That's true. I should maybe take one out.
That's why Holly goes.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear.
People often... you realize how often people say little things to you in the world when you have headphones in.
Like, all of a sudden,
there's
line?
A lot of... Yeah, like in line.
Wait, you wear both headphones out in public?
Yeah.
Like little things where they're like traffic jam, if your carts are beside each other, like little things like that, you mean?
Yeah, like in that world. And I have little things like that, or just like interactions with employees, which is what this is about. So I went to check out, and the line, the register, there was only one register open that was being run by a human person. And it was a really long line.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'll just go through the self-checkout. I didn't want to because I had like too many things that I didn't really want to. Mm-hmm. Be an employee of Target.
I can see where this is going. When you said self-checkout, because I was about to ask, when you said self-checkout, I went, we've got a problem on our hands here.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So I go, and there's a guy like policing it, but I have my headphones in. He's like, sorry, it's only 10 items.
Yes, the new rule.
And he's like, I need to count them. And so he counts them in front of me. I know I have more than 10, but then he counts them and just goes, sorry, and then like points. And that's what I hear with my headphones in. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess he just didn't care. And so I go back, I go to the self-checkout to do it. And he's like, no, you have to like go. The self-checkout he pointed to is also the same direction as the employee that I had to go like wait in line
to go back around.
Yes.
So I'm then saying, I go, sorry, you cannot be here. You have to be in that long line.
So that's like fine. I'm like, oh, sorry, I had my headphones in. And I'm waiting in that line and I'm getting furious with the Target company.
Yes. I'm mad. I spend a lot of time in a Target. And so I'm mad. Yes.
It's absolute. There's no bagger.
Yeah,
there's just the one checkout person for everybody with more than 10 items. And so I'm standing there and I'm like, I could leave right now to spite them, but I'd just be spiting myself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But I do want to be like, you can't.
Right.
You can't make me go through this line and not pay any employees.
Okay.
And also not pay us for checking ourselves out.
And don't they want you to get more than 10 items?
That's what I'm saying. Don't you want me to spend so much? Everybody knows you can't go into Target without spending like less than $100. Well, sometimes because Target's so reasonably priced, that's more. That's like you can get more than 10 items. We're talking 15 to 17 items here.
That's exactly where I was.
Okay.
If I need one item, zone. I'm not going to Target.
No.
You let it be a thing. You got to make a thing. Yes. You got to get a cart. You
know, I had baking pans for some reason.
Oh, see, that's money right there.
That's money right there. And so I'm in line and I'm like, should I go ask this guy to talk to the manager for the first time in my life and just be like, hey, you got to employ more people during this time frame.
Right.
It bothers me.
You have
me.
To have more people on right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I will take the high road. Mm-hmm. And then I get home and I get an email from Target that's like, please rate your experience.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, I'll be rating it.
What'd you give him?
I gave him a 1 on the like checkout time thing. And they had a thing where you could say what you could type in, like what was bad about it. So I told them what I told you all.
Yeah.
I did not do this, but they also have an option to film a video.
Oh my God.
To explain more about
why would they do that?
Have you submitted this yet?
No, I have, but I could click it again. We could film a little self-tape.
I mean, tell me this is not the opportunity.
Yeah. Hi,
tell
Dan
me
Lippert,
this
six,
is
seven.
Not the opportunity.
6'7" Glendale Target.
Okay.
I'm auditioning for a hating customer.
Can I say something why you were forced to take the high road?
Please.
Because you're not looking at this from the right. I'm just saying you're in the right for taking the high road because, you know, maybe what would have happened if you did complain, that employee might have gotten in trouble for not going fast enough.
Right.
And that bothers me.
Yeah,
because
right.
You know that's what they're going to do when the problem is the employment, but they're going to be like, no, the problem is the employee. And I'm going, no, your employees are good. Get more of them.
Yeah.
Because we think they're good.
Mm-hmm. Like,
we
like
love them.
Right? My house faces a Target. Like, I could make love in the glow of the red Target. Okay? The beautiful, sexy red light.
I
could press my face against the window and see that light as I am making love. So I am always at the Target. And, like, I have tried for years to forge a relationship with the employees. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, they're not interested.
Right.
Yeah, not at all. And I've accepted that. But this 10 items or less, it's pushing me over the edge.
I think that means that they don't like it. I think that's not a you thing. I think that's a like, we don't want to be here, so I'm not going to make friends with you.
I think that's, yeah.
So I think it's, again, another strike on the another strike.
No, I don't take it personally, but I'm like, guys, I was here yesterday. I'm here today. Like,
I'm loyal. I should have my own cashier.
Like, you don't owe it to me. We're friends.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So now when the lady is like, you got too many items, I'm like, I've tried with you. I've tried.
Yeah.
But it's because people, they claim it's because of shoplifting that they are through the self-checkout.
It's a prison there now. Everything is behind glass.
Yes, I can't.
It's they must really.
No, you put a razor behind glass. I should be able to take out a razor and cut myself anytime I want. To
Well, I'm with you love guys in the light of the red.
I'm with you guys. You start recording the video. Let's do this.
Okay. So we've just got to. Go through all the video submissions today of everybody's experiences here at the Target. Yes. So I'll just click through.
I just want to say, this was a great idea. Whoever came up with this was like, let's get videos. Let's hear what the people have to say, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's so dehumanizing to read a complaint, and it makes you feel like the person is your enemy if it's just on paper. Now that we can see them, I think it really helps us understand their experience.
Yeah, because then I can be like, hey, it looks like there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because when I'm in store, I'm ignoring anything with a pulse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, they try to make friends with you. They try.
It's nice to see it through a screen. That way I can really empathize because I won't do it in person.
Yeah. Well, this first one is Sam from Palm Beach. And the complaint is about... items in stock in the grocery aisle. So I'm just going to hit play on that one.
What's the deal? All oranges, no freaking bananas. What's the rhyme or reason? Why are all the fruits round? Where's the oblong fruit? Thank you.
Fair. Get this guy some potassium. Am I right? He's losing his mind.
I'm honestly worried about his vitamin C.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, you think he's going to get scurvy from too many of the oranges?
I'm really worried he's down in too many of those oranges. We got to get this man some bananas.
You know, you can actually go crazy if you have really low levels of potassium.
Yeah. And that's what's happening with this guy. He's crazy.
Oh, well, I just assume everybody's got some sort of potassium deficiency around me, you know? My husband. Yeah.
How is he, by the way?
Oh, he's better. He's out of the coma.
Good, good.
Yeah. Nice and casual. Thank you for that update before him, by the way.
I did not know he was out of the coma. I'll be sending a basket of bananas.
And how long ago was this that he got that he woke up?
Oh, it's yesterday. I thought I was going to take the day off just to be with him in case he goes back in, but I thought, no. I got to see these videos.
This is the best day of the month.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Great. So we'll flag Sam for medical.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll have Target Medical get in touch.
He was crazy.
Because he was being a little crazy.
Yeah.
And we will just check with the Palm Beach store and see if there is any validity to the fact that it's...
Why do they not have any oblong fruit? I'm not sure.
I could drive some there.
Well, also Florida citrus, am I right?
They're probably doing
citrus. Push it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So there's a chance that they're pushing the oranges even over bananas. Good. Yeah. Good for them.
I'm fine with that.
LaCroix. Sure. All the.
Yeah.
Great.
So we'll just mark Sam's as not pertinent and
Let's
not deal
unflag
with
this. Let's unflag it.
And I'll just move that right to the trash icon right there.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Flag that one as annoying.
All right, this next one is either Michael or Michelle. I can't really tell in the spelling here. And this is about the fit of the clothing. So I'm going to hit play on that one.
Hi, this is Michelle. Why don't you guys have XXX small? I'm thin. I've always been thin. If I turn to the side, guess what? I'm gone. And I will be as a customer. If you didn't get your shit together, guess what? I don't have a butt. It's a line. Okay? So I need jeans that complement that and let people know exactly what they're getting into. Target, if you can't get me a triple extra small, then you'll never see me again. Bang.
Wow. That hit me like a ton of bricks.
That really hit me really hard.
That was hard.
Her butt is only a line.
I mean, as someone with the Target stuff too.
But.
Yeah. As someone with a butt, I can't help but feel, am I in the wrong?
You need cheeks to sit.
Right.
Maybe she's standing.
Maybe she only
props herself up.
I'm just going to take a look there. I can't tell in the video. She's so close to the camera if she is sitting or standing, so it is hard to say.
Yeah, scrub through here. That's
scrubbing tough. Through here.
I feel like after all these videos, I'm so concerned about people's like medical stuff.
I know.
You know what? Let's flag that one as medical.
This one's for real.
She sounds dangerously thin.
Also, it's like, maybe she's right. Let's get rid of all the other sizes and then just have like a quadruple extra small.
You know what?
That is smart.
I take back what I said. You're right. Everybody's fat. This is the woman. This is the precedent Target must set. You want to shop here? Act like it.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Yeah. Right. That's the thing. We're trying to serve too many communities.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Just make one.
I am worried that we're swinging so far so quickly that it's hard for me to know if we're going to employ something this week that's going to change next week.
I have an idea. Forget about the sizing. Let's make sure all the chairs that we sell have extra cushions for people with this sort of no butts. They can sit.
That's really smart. And maybe a couple chairs that are just sort of like planks that lean against the wall with cushions.
Okay. Oh my God.
Because some people may need to keep their bodies straight but still want to rest.
You know what this sounds like to me? Problem solved. Unmark the medical.
All right,
throw that in the trash.
She doesn't have
get
a medical
that in the
problem.
Trash.
She has a seat cushion problem.
She has a seat cushion
like,
problem.
We just write her back and go, we heard you on the sizes. We're not going to change a thing. But I'm what we are going to do
is give you somewhere to lean up against.
Exactly. Exactly. Because to me, trash it sounds it. Like it's a sitting problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trash it. Trash it. And yeah. I think we have one more.
Yeah, we do.
One or two more? At least.
I think we have at least two more.
At least two more.
Oh, really? I saw five.
Two of them to be played at the same time.
Okay, this one is from, it just says Dr. K.
Sounds promising, sounds very just familiar. In terms of medical, yeah.
And this one is about parking availability, it says in the subject line. Okay. All right, play.
Hello, Dr. K here.
Soothing.
So, basically, I'm driving my car over to Target whenever I can, and I'm not finding any parking for my car. You know what I mean? My car is at a it's weirdly shaped. It's got sort of an extra part. So I see these two lines, and I can't. My car doesn't fit in the two lines. So what I need is sort of a triangle on one side and sort of a line with the square top, and then another line in your parking lot, and it's discriminatory against weird-shaped cars, mm-hmm. And I'm a doctor, so I'm doing important medical stuff, and fix it or I'll be so mad. Dr. K out.
Okay, right wow. out of the gate, I'm gonna say
well, I
something.
I respect this person.
Right away, mark this one for real as medical. This is a doctor.
Yes,
this
absolutely.
Is a doctor. And
absolutely.
I'm
gonna, when they said they were doing medical stuff.
Yes, very
you
medical.
Know, we should mark all of them as medical and then just unmark the ones that are not. Because everybody here who's got a problem at least has medical. A medical, you know.
And from what I gather, it sounds like we've got a bit of an Indiana Jones on our hands here where we've got just a whole car and then a side car attached to that car.
Oh.
Like you'd see on a motorcycle traditionally.
Classic yes. Indiana Jones.
It's either
that's
that or it's
it.
A camper we're dealing with where the awning is left open while they drive because they mentioned a square. So that's my only other thought.
Well, yeah, they said triangle one side,
yeah,
I believe.
Triangle one side
and then sort
square.
Of a line, a square, and a line.
Yeah.
I'd love to see this vehicle.
Yes.
Here's my question. Before we jump to, because obviously, just like you guys, my first reaction is this person's crazy, this person's sick, they don't deserve to listen to.
Wow, that's extreme.
And that is, I do feel that way. Cool.
That's just what I've been feeling about most of these. It's like, I want to hear them out, but my gut is saying they're sick, they're gross, don't listen. What if on this one, we do change the lines in the parking lot? I mean, we don't really have many spaces for weird cars.
Oh my God, I've got it. Let's just reconfigure the handicap spaces.
Oh, that's a really interesting idea.
Because they're already roomier.
Right.
They're right at the front, so he feels seen.
It okay. did seem like Dr. K felt that their car was in the same zone as having a disability, right?
Well,
so
because
they were
what if he needs
against?
To rush into Target to save a life?
It's,
yes.
They're a doctor.
I could tell by the stethoscopes.
They're doing medical stuff.
I could tell by the stethoscopes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never thought you'd need to wear up to four, but I guess. Okay.
Yeah,
I
couldn't tell how many of us. There was a lot important. Of little bells.
Okay, guys, all in favor of taking over the handicaps?
Great. We don't.
Aye. Okay, it's unanimous.
Good.
Wow.
Okay, mark it as medical and handicap.
Medical.
And solved.
It's solved.
Resolved.
Resolved. No need to open this. That's where we put on all of our finished work.
Oh my God.
This has got to be the best investment Target has made in the last 20 years. This committee.
Now hold on a second. Speaking of investors, I believe we've got a banker.
Whoa.
In this next video, which should be interesting because we might get a financial point of view.
That's
and
wow.
The title just says broke as AF. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd have to be broke as AF to shop at one of your Targets. I am telling you right now.
Medical.
That
right out of the gate. Medical,
medical for
medical
sure.
Medical for sure.
Yeah. This. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
look, you, yeah, you knew like, right away. You knew right
breath.
Away.
Excuse me, sorry. I think I'm coming down with something.
Oh, no. Better call Dr. K. Am I right?
He's the only doctor I know from the East, and he's great. Yeah, end this one. End this one. Let's call Dr. K.
mean?
Oh my god, is he crying? Oh my god. This is bad.
Dr. K is so funny.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Broke his AF. Well, folks, we did it again.
You sure did. That was another Man Dog Pod with two hilarious comedian guests. Alana, thank you so much for being here. Where can we find you? Do you want to plug anything?
I do. I want to plug two shows. Mm-hmm. February 15th at 7:30 p.m. and February 16th at 8 p.m. at the Elysian. Myself, Stephanie Allen, and Mae Martin are going to be doing some improv, and we're going to have special guest directors, so come check that out.
Hilarious.
And all my shows are posted on my Instagram at the only Alana Johnston.
Awesome.
I'd like to plug absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Okay. Holly doesn't post about the Holly stuff she does. Off. Holly's in a lot of the shows with me, so follow me and you will see her on the posters. She is on the shows though.
Good.
And we'll catch you at the Target.
Exactly. I'm there trying to make a friend.
Unlike your daughter. She's quite popular. I've met the kids.
Yes. You can say these things.
I've met the kids.
Of course. You've met the kids. Well, folks, try the cold Doritos. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Thank you, as always, to Annie Wu for our logo, Casey Traylor for our theme song, and Trenton Oliver for editing help. Ryan, we are with Big Grande at the Elysian in February.
I think on the 17th?
17th. Come to that show, and we're the fourth Sunday of every month at UCB. We did a Herald last month, and I had a lot of fun, so come see us. We're doing different stuff. I think that's all to say. Anything else?
Check us out on YouTube if you want to follow for some extra stuff, and tell your friends.
Please.
That's it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.